Democrat John Tester of Montana has won 3 U.S. Senate races, but they've always been very close. He's never won by more than 4%. His race this year is expected to be similarly tight. That means a third-party candidate could have a real impact on the contest. And now Montana's Libertarian candidate for Senate says Republicans made him a special offer if he would drop out. Montana Public Radio's Shaley Rager reports.
Third-party candidates may only get a relative handful of votes here, but Montana State University political scientist Eric Riley says,
if you have a Libertarian candidate getting 3 or 4% of the vote, that is enough to sway those elections.
Riley says that's typically what Libertarian candidates poll in Montana. When Tester was first elected in 2006 by about 1%, analysts credited the Libertarian in that race with splitting enough votes away from the incumbent Republican for Tester to win. Riley says Montana Republicans in particular are known for their independent streaks.
The limited government ideology of Libertarians is attractive to many Republicans.
Sid Dowd is the Libertarian candidate for Montana's Senate seat this year. He says his party requested meetings with Tester and his Republican opponent, Tim Sheehy. The Republicans responded with an invitation to meet on the same day former President Trump was holding a rally 300 miles away. The National Libertarian Party said Dowd could take a chartered flight. Dowd did. He says he's not sure who paid for it. Neither the Libertarian Party nor the Trump campaign responded to questions about the flight.
The flight was like the best part of the whole thing. I mean, flying over Montana is just gorgeous.
At the meeting, Dowd says candidate Tim Sheehy and Montana Senator Steve Daines, both Republicans, didn't explicitly ask him to quit the race, but he says they told him withdrawing would be good for the country and help the GOP win control of the Senate. He says he was told
that if I were to decide to step down and endorse, Tim Sheehy, they would be happy to bring me on stage and do it there.
Dowd declined and was then offered a VIP pass to watch Trump speak. About half an hour in, Trump called on him to stand up.
Where is our Libertarian friend? And I think he's going to be with us. Where is he?
Totally unexpected, Dowd says, as was this.
I think he's going to be giving you a very nice surprise very soon.
Dowd interpreted that as Trump implying the Libertarian would drop out of the race, and a popular local conservative talk show host posted to X that it sounded like Dowd would step down and endorse Sheehy.
There was a clear message, and I got it, but, I'm a bullheaded ex-army sergeant, and you really can't encourage me or make me do anything that I don't want to do.
In a post on X after the Trump rally, National Libertarian Party Chair Angela McArdle didn't address whether Dowd should stay in the race, but thanked him for making libertarians look great and said Trump treated him really well. A recent Emerson College poll put Sheehy and Tester in a dead heat, with Sheehy gaining ground since the last poll in March. The new poll found that 5% of likely Montana voters are undecided. However, it did not account for the Libertarian in the race. Spokespeople for Sheehy and the Republican Party say they did not encourage Dowd to drop out. They say they told Dowd they all have far more in common with each other than with Democrats. For NPR News, I'm Shaley Riker in Helena.